Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Escher along with Debbie Giorgiani. Hope it's been a great week for you. Hope your Friday's off to a fantastic start. And if you are one who enjoys weekends off, or at least some little bit of downtime on weekends, we hope you have something restful, maybe exciting, maybe fun planned. And Debbie, as always, we have another exciting conversation straight ahead for our listeners.
This is a great conversation today. We titled it, Our God is an Awesome God. So many of us know that wonderful song that we sing at church. And yes, he is. He's an awesome God. And stories are coming in like crazy about how much we can just praise God and thank God for all the many blessings and the miracles he has done in our lives. And he's very evident. He shows himself in so many ways. And we want to hear from you today on how God has been present in your life, how he's helped you, how he's shown up at just the right time, the right place, so that we can all make this beautiful, beautiful Friday just a time where we are just really saying our God is an awesome God. And Jerry, I've got to tell you, the reason why I had my mic down is because I was giggling and laughing because we just got the news that our producer, Rich Jesse, and Laura, his wife, had their baby girl this morning.
Yeah, that's please Take Two family, join us in congratulating and thanking God for what we believe is a safe, happy, healthy delivery of child, and mom's doing great, and Rich has probably chewed his fingernails down to the bone, and...
Why? Because he had a little girl?
Don't fathers get nervous?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but especially when you have a girl, you're thinking, oh my goodness, she's going to be expensive. but her name, we understand it's Rose Claire. What a beautiful name. And Jerry, you know what this means, don't you?
What?
Well, I just declared us virtual godparents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're radio godparents.
Uh-huh. I like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're so happy. Please just say a wonderful, beautiful prayer thanking God that Laura and Rich are celebrating their beautiful birth of their first baby. Rose Claire has come into the world today. So, yeah, our God is an awesome God. He sure is, especially thinking about the miracle of a birth. Think about that for a moment. Those of you that are parents out there, you know it as well as anyone that when that baby comes into the world, you're thinking, how did this happen? This has to be of God. This is a miracle. So it is every baby that is born, it is truly a gift from God. Let's celebrate that today. 1-800-585-9396. That's the number to call to be on the show. And you'll talk to Tom Price. He's call screening today. So that's kind of a nice treat.
Yeah, sure is. Thanks, Tom, for helping out today. And Jeff Burson is on the board today. So kind of we're shifting puzzle pieces around on the chessboard today, but always great support behind me and Debbie on this program. We're very, very grateful to all of you for that. So, yeah, folks, how has God shown himself to be awesome in your life? 1-800-585-9396. I know, Debbie, you do this, and I do too. A lot of times leading up to certain programs overnight, during the night, I might spend time laying awake in bed. I might wake up, and I'm thinking about the topic. And I really thought this is very important for us to have this conversation today, because you mentioned that song, and I remember my days at Franciscan University singing that and many other songs of praise, excuse me, and worship to our awesome God. And I thought it's so important for us to take that intellectual concept of the awesomeness of God and really experience it in a concrete way. Right. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, God is awesome. He's great. Yeah, he's just all-powerful and all this. But when God has manifested himself in our lives, when we have felt him, when we have tasted him, when we have experienced his awesomeness, when he's really done something incredible for us, it makes it come alive in a way that's just a whole lot more than an intellectual exercise. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, absolutely. And I think back to the days too, Jerry, of singing that. I came from the home of where Life Teen started. And so we sang Our God is an Awesome God very often. And we used to do the hand movements that go along with it when you're singing that song. And you would just float out of the church and just see, I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm just thinking, wow, Yes, he's so magnificent. So it's so beyond our comprehension of what God is able to do and can do in our lives if we just allow him and if we have that relationship. I keep going back to that relationship, Jerry, because I really feel that we acknowledge his awesomeness even more so when we feel a closeness to him. Because otherwise, if he does show himself, we're kind of maybe even shocked. You know, but if you're developing that beautiful relationship with God, then you just go, oh my goodness, I can't wait to be face to face with you someday, Lord. I mean, you just naturally, that naturally can well up inside of you. So we want to hear about how God has been awesome in your life, how he has shown himself at just the right time, just the right place, how you have been in awe of what he's able to do so quickly. You know, we think God moves slowly. He actually moves very quickly. 1-800-585-9396. That's the number to get on the show.
Yeah, I almost think that the word awesome and the word real can be interchanged here. That's just really what's on my heart right now. So yeah, if God, who is awesome all the time, if you had a moment in your life where you just went, wow, God, you are real, where he just really kind of awakened your spiritual senses, if you will, to his existence, to his power, to his goodness, to his love. How about to his mercy? You know, has there been a moment when God, really pulled you out of a situation where you're going, man, you know, God, that could have been a real disaster. Thank you, right. Lord. You were amazing. Or it could have been, a child. Maybe you fought hard to conceive a child for many years and maybe thought it wasn't going to happen. And all of a sudden, that beautiful reality enters your life. So there's just so many things, so many ways that we can come at this today. I'm just looking forward to it. And I'm seeing the lines are filling up very, very quickly right now.
Yeah, so if you call in and you maybe don't get on right away, please wait for a phone line to open up and then jump in, because this show is very fast. It's very interactive. We really join together. We lock arms, like we like to say. That means we are with you. We are journeying together closer to God. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani along with Jerry Usher, and full phone lines. That means you have a lot to say about our God. Is an awesome God. Let's really get into this show today and see how it changes us by the end of this brief hour. We'll be right back.
We know you like listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, but have you thought about bringing them to your next event? No matter what type of event you're hosting, parish mission, conference, or retreat, trust Jerry and Debbie to make it come alive. Begin the process today of taking your presentation to the next level of success. For information on booking Jerry and Debbie, visit take2show.com, click on the J&D logo.
Being part of EWTN Media Missionaries is a perfect way to help us fulfill our calling from Christ to make disciples of all nations. Visit EWTNmissionaries.com and join us in sharing the eternal word with the world.
Hello, I'm Doug Keck. This is an EWTN Bookmark Brief. Just finished interviewing Father Mitch Pacwa about his book, Saved, A Bible Study Guide for Catholics, published by OSV, available through the EWTN Religious Catalog, of course. Father, tell us a little bit about this particular Bible study. You've written several. This one's on Saved. What's it about?
Because this is the 500th anniversary of the start of the Protestant Reformation, mm-hmm. I wanted to address issues that have flowed out from the differences between Catholics and Protestants, and I want to present the Catholic point of view of the meaning of salvation and are you saved, mm-hmm. the kind of question we often get, with a very complete vision such as Scripture gives us.
Okay, very good. And the book is Saved, A Bible Study for Catholics. Check it out. It's available through the EWTN Religious Catalog. Look for the entire interview coming soon with Father Mitch Pacwa right here on EWTN Bookmark. And this has been a Bookmark Brief, and thanks for stopping by.
This is Bishop Paul Bradley of the Diocese of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tim Staples from Catholic Answers Live.
This is Father John Ricardo. Thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
To go to your calls here. Our God is an awesome God. I think this is a great way to end a week of broadcasts on a Friday. Of course, every Friday we commemorate the most awesome thing that our God ever did for us, and that is go to the cross for our salvation, for forgiveness of our sins. So it's a great day to do this, Debbie, and looking forward to what our listeners have to share.
Except I don't want to throw a wrench into it, Jerry, but I have a little bit of a problem. Can I share it with you?
Sure, sure. We'll take care of your problem before we go to the calls.
Okay, good. Your your Bitmoji is a golfing Bitmoji, and I'm just curious as to why you get to pick that golfing Bitmoji when I'm the golfer and I don't even think you play golf.
I don't play golf. No, I thought it was kind of humorous. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and take it. That's probably it.
I did it for you, Debbie.
I know you did. I know you did. That's cool. I love it, though. It makes me feel like I need to go out there, but it's 115 degrees, so there's no way I'd probably die on the golf course.
No, the golf courses are empty here where I live, too, right about now.
Are they really? Wow, yeah. Okay, so just teasing, having a little fun on a Friday, and this is we're talking about in praising God, saying our God is an awesome God. So right to the phones, Bernadette, you are first up in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Bernadette. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, I love your show.
When you
stated the topic today, I thought, how could I even choose? And I'm not exaggerating. So many times in my life, complete divine intervention, but I rose to the top of the list with the birth of my son. So my husband and I had tried to conceive for seven and a half years, and we finally got the call that my son had been born, and he had a very serious medical condition when he was born. And we were in Boston here where we live, and my son was born in Wichita. And so he had this very serious medical condition, and my husband's a very trusting man. He's trusting in God, does not get too wigged out over anything. And I'm the opposite. I am a complete worrywart. So we kept calling and trying to get more information about his condition. And every time we called, we would call the adoption agency. I'm going to try to make this brief. And the adoption agency would call the hospital, and then the hospital would get the information, and then it would go back through the chain, come to us. I'd call my pediatrician. And so back and forth this went, this huge chain of. And so finally, we were sitting there eating dinner, and my husband said, why don't we just fly out there, Bernadette? Like, we could just cut out the, you know, we could just go out there and get information that we need. And me being the total worrywart, I just looked across the table and I said, I can't, I'm going to start bawling. I said, I can't go out there unless I know for sure that we're going to adopt him. And I knew my husband was, like, I knew I was breaking the tide, but he did not, he was like, all right, I understand, because that's the man he is. And so I go upstairs to go to bed. I get down on my knees, said my prayers. I don't even necessarily think, because I had already said to my husband, I'm not going out there. Didn't even really pray about that situation. I think it was just thanking God for the regular things in the day. I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning, and the second my eyes opened, I said to myself, I'm getting on that plane. I went overnight from adamantly no to I'm getting on that plane. So we get on the plane, and we fly out to Kansas, and we get to the hospital, and it's huge. It's like the biggest hospital we've ever seen. We have no idea where we're going. And this lady's coming out, clearly having already completed her day's work. She had an ID tag on, but she had her pocketbook over her shoulder, heading for her car. And we said, can you tell us where the special care nursery is? So this woman says, oh, sure. So we're thinking she's going to give us the directions. She walks us through this gigantic hospital, up the elevator, down the hallway, took us right to the special care nursery. And I was so moved by that no problem, took all that time to take us where we needed to go. So we walked into the room where my son was, and I just thought, oh my gosh, that is the cutest baby I've ever seen in my entire life. And the nurse was, you know, telling us about his condition. And so we left there, and I still felt just so, like, nervous. But so this is the end of the story. So my husband, I have food allergies. So I went back to the hotel to eat my dinner, and my husband went out to get something to eat. So I'm sitting there eating my dinner, and all of a sudden I just burst into tears. And I was like, if I leave Kansas without him, something inside of me is going to die. I cannot leave here without that baby. And so my husband comes back from the restaurant, and I said, so what'd you have for dinner? And he goes, oh, I had, you know, whatever. He's like, prime rib, and he tells me the vegetable, the, you know, the mashed potatoes, blah, blah, blah. And then he says this fancy dessert that he ordered, right? And I said, oh, you got the fancy, you know, you got the blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, it was a celebratory meal. He said, because he is awesome at meeting my son. And I was like, I know. So long story short, my son is 7, and he is awesome. But that was God. That if you had known how adamant I was about not going that night, and then I wake up in the morning, and it was like he just worked on my heart and mind while I was sleeping, and woke up and just knew, like, okay, this is what we have to do. We're good to go. So anyways, that's my one of my many how awesome God is stories.
Wow, Bernadette, that is really inspiring. And what, just so many elements of that are just, you could see God's hand moving and all of that. And I loved especially the part where you, you know, you thought you saw it unfolding one way. You said, you know, you went to bed that night. You said, you know, there's no way I'm going to go. This just isn't meant to be. It's not going to work out. And God, apparently his grace was, they say his mercies are new every morning. Well, his graces are new every morning. And you mentioned the second you opened your eyes, you had a different disposition about that. And that was certainly the awesomeness of God right there. And look how it all turned out, Debbie. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Praise be to God. What a beautiful story, Bernadette. I just love it that you took it to prayer before you went to bed. And like you said, God worked on your heart. And you have this beautiful baby boy who's 7 now. And I love the kind of different approaches you and your husband have towards just the way you view things. I think it's wonderful. And I think you can tap into one another, which you do. It seems like you do. And you have a really beautiful chemistry there. And I love that. It's a great praise God story. You're right. You're absolutely right. One of the things that I chuckled about on your story, though, Bernadette, just it's a kind of off the subject, but it's really, really quite sweet, is you use the word pocketbook. And those of you growing up back east, we used to call it a pocketbook. Out here, out west, they call it a purse. So I loved hearing that you said pocketbook, Bernadette. But Bernadette, you're a beautiful soul. I love, here's the thing. I think you should save this radio show. You know, it'll be archived. You should save it and let your son hear how beautiful you feel about the time that you went to go meet him in the hospital. And I just think that it's a great story. And yeah, blessings to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're
Thank
awesome,
you, Bernadette.
Bernadette.
Yeah, what a great way to start this episode of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on Friday. Our God is an awesome God. How has he been awesome in your life? Real. How has God made himself so real to you that it was unmistakable that his hand was upon you and upon some circumstance in your life? 800-585-9396. Carlos is next. He has got us in on iHeartRadio in Honolulu, Hawaii. Carlos, thank you for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Welcome.
Aloha, Jerry and Debbie. How are
Aloha,
you?
Aloha, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Hi, guys. I just want to share something that happened to me. I was going through a really tough time in life, and for the longest of time, praying to God. And one day, I was sitting at a restaurant that I normally go for lunch, and I was really down and depressed. I said, Lord, please speak to me. I need to know you're there. I leave the restaurant, sit in my car, and a car drives up slowly by me with a Bible verse on the license plate. I was like, how many cars do you see with a Bible verse on the license plate? You might see it on a sticker, but not a license plate. And so the Bible verse was Jeremiah 29:11. So I went to my Bible app, read it, and it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Wow. That was incredible. I just, like, that was, I don't know how else to say. It was a really emotional time for me. then I knew God is real. Mm-hmm. Now, I love God always, but he spoke to me through that license plate. I'm like, I still haven't seen another license plate with a Bible verse on it.
That is beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm kind of laughing, Carlos. Not you know. I'm praising God with you, but I'm laughing because I, for a lot of my life, Carlos and Debbie, I've been and one who is kind of, I've wanted little signs like that, and I probably stretched it too far. I know I've taken things that were definitely not signs, and
sure.
and maybe
yeah.
kind of tried to shoehorn shoehorn them into my life, and say, oh
right.
yeah, there God just spoke to me, but Carlos, this. Clearly was one of those situations, and I do too. If I see, I might even see, here's what I do. It might not even be a vanity or personalized plate, but if I see the letters like, you know, JN624, I think, oh, John 624, I'm going to go home
right.
and look that up and
right,
see what
right.
that says. But yeah. really, this is awesome. And Carlos, the beautiful thing is you had the trust and the faith. You said, God, I need to hear your voice. God will show himself to us in the ways that we need for him to do so, especially mm-hmm. when we cry out and we ask him to, Debbie, and that's what Carlos did. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and Carlos, what I take away from your story is that Jeremiah 29:11, that is meant for you. And I hope and pray you continually on a regular basis meditate on that scripture verse, because I personally believe that when we get to when we all get to heaven, God willing, I personally believe, Carlos, that God is going to show us all the times that he has reached out through people, through signs, through symbols, through everything to us, and we're going to be like, holy cow, Lord, I didn't realize you were doing that much work on me. I really believe that, Carlos. I really do. And I pray that you keep Jeremiah 29:11 close to your heart forever, because that is a gift from God, I believe. And I think the more we realize things like that, the closer we journey to God. So, Carlos, you hit a home run with your story with me, because I'm a firm believer that God is always reaching out to us. And it sounds like you're a believer as well. What do you think?
I am a true believer, and I'm don't never ever take God. I'll go to my deathbed believing in God. But one thing I want to make sure that listeners understand is that seek the Lord. He'll seek you. He'll be there for you. You ever hear this thing where it says, once you know, I was blind, but now I see?
Mm-hmm.
Reading scripture, being involved in God, opens your eyes to see the truth. And God worked in that, in me, and I was able to see God. Just continue having faith in him, loving him, and don't give up, because trust me, he's there with you. Don't know it, but he is there with you, and hope you'll be able to see. And you know, once I was blind, now I see. That's all I can say. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Debbie. And,
thank you.
You guys have a blessed weekend. Aloha.
You too.
We say here in Hawaii, mahalo.
Mahalo, yeah.
I love
it. Thank
Hawaii.
You, Carlos.
Yes.
Bless your beautiful heart. Thanks for sharing that. And let's see, Joe in North Dakota, you're going to be next. Hang on just for a minute. I just wanted to go back to that passage, though, just for a quick second. I think it warrants a tad bit of reflection here before we take our next call. So, Joe, please be patient. This has been an important verse and passage in my own life as well. And, you know, when I went through my struggle and my depression in 2011, this was brought to my attention. And I'll tell you what, I had difficulty believing it because of the situation, the circumstances that I was in. But it is very, very true. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Friends, make a note of this. Before you go to bed tonight, take your Bible and read and spend 60 seconds, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever, pondering, meditating on what this passage means for you personally. Because God says through the prophet Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." And Debbie, I just wanted to go back to that for a second, because I think we have a culture, a world today. People, there's a lot of self-hatred, self-loathing. People don't know the great things that God has in mind and in his heart for us. And we need to spend time thinking about that and praying over it.
We truly do need time to meditate on that scripture verse, Jerry, and I'm glad you reread it for all of us. And the other thing, too, is we have a culture that we think God is against us because things don't seem to be going our way. And that's just the opposite. When we work in alignment, when cooperation with God, I love the word prosper, Jerry. There's so much. I mean, it's a huge word. It makes you think just abundance and beauty and growth and all sorts of things. So please, dear listeners, remember, there's power in scripture, and especially meditating on scripture verses. That's why I have scripture verses throughout my entire home. If you come to my home, Jerry witnessed it, there's scripture verses pretty much on every wall. That's why. Not just because I like the art. It's because I like to meditate on scripture, and I hope you do as well. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We'll be right back.
Living the Beatitudes with Father Bjorn.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I Can't Get No Satisfaction is a popular song, but it could be a summary of our life on earth. In the book of Genesis, we hear that we're made in the image and likeness of God. That means that we can know the truth and we can choose to do good to others. We can love. It comes to fulfillment in the Sermon on the Mount, where we hear these Beatitudes. It's the standard of the Christian life. Jesus tells us that if we hear what he says and do what he tells us to do, we will be like wise people who build our house on solid rock. But we make progress towards happiness and blessedness by our actions, and it starts with our interior disposition, what we want to choose. Do you and I hunger and thirst for those things that will lead us to happiness and to God? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
I'm often asked how people can be so blind to the truth about abortion, and I often quote Ephesians. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. A recent Vogue magazine article encouraged women upset by the political climate to awaken your inner witch by reciting incantations to call back their feminist powers. There's also a campaign to cast binding spells on President Trump, calling on demons of the infernal realms. Whether you believe it's real or mere mumbo-jumbo, the reality is a growing number of people's minds are controlled by Satan. Let this be a reminder to daily pray for the president, his family, and other leaders.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Always good to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and it's Friday. And we are talking today about the awesomeness of God, but also the realness, if I can put it that way. I like to interchange those words. So how is God, who is awesome all the time, how have you experienced that? How have you maybe had an event or a pattern of events in your life where you just look back, or even in that moment?
Right.
There have been so many times, Debbie, I'll need God to act in a certain way, and I'll see almost like dominoes, the pieces one after another fall in ways that you have to say, this is only God could orchestrate this.
That's right.
And sometimes I'll just stop and I'll go, wow, God, you are awesome.
And he loves you. That's the second part of it. God, you're awesome, and he loves me. I love that part. You know, we hear that all the time, and people in movies will joke about that. God really loves me. He really does. He really loves you. Jerry, I have to share this wonderful story that came in. One of our listeners listened to the show topic this morning, and it's Father Deacon Lawrence said, our God is an awesome God. And he wrote this story about his spiritual daughter, Claudia, if I may share it real quickly. And it says, our God is an awesome God. My spiritual daughter, Claudia, was sick and went into the hospital just prior to her 38th birthday. I was informed that she went into a coma. 4 days later, Claudia was on life support, and the doctors gave her a few days to live. 2 days later, the doctors were going to take Claudia off of the life support. But Claudia came out of the coma and was put under observation. The doctors decided she needed a kidney replacement. About 2 days later, it was decided that Claudia did not need a kidney replacement. And then he wrote, "Blessed be to God." Wow.
Oh, amen. That's beautiful.
Now tell me about this. Father Deacon Lawrence, tell me, is that a certain rite?
I believe Father Deacon Lawrence would be Orthodox.
Okay.
Orthodox Christian. And Father Deacon Lawrence, you can correct me and Debbie if we're wrong. We are not apologists, theologians, things like that. But I did a little quick internet research, and it looks like that's the title given to a deacon in the Orthodox Church.
Nice.
You could actually call them, Reverend Deacon. It says in informal settings, in normal conversation, it is appropriate simply to refer to a deacon as deacon, father, or father deacon, depending on the tradition.
Okay. So I didn't know that. See, you
thank you, Father Deacon Lawrence.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. And we've got a lot of posts coming in. A lot of you have so much to say about your personal stories and how the Holy Spirit is moving in your life and in certain events. So this is an exciting day today to really say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so awesome. Okay, Joellen, you are up next in North Dakota listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Joellen. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Good morning.
Hi, Joellen.
My thing, God's awesome all the time, every moment. But my daughter, 7 years ago, was in an accident at work. She was going to go to school to take up massage therapy. She worked at an assisted living place here in Minot, and she wanted to share that with people, so she went to school. She was working at McDonald's and was going to work there just a short time before getting another job with a hospital, and she had an accident 1 month into it, and she fell into a machine, you know, one of the machines, and she hasn't worked in 7 years. And we were trying to find help for her, trying to get things done, couldn't do it. Anyway, I knew a chiropractor here in town, and his dad had worked with me, and his son became a chiropractor. And I said, I'm going to go check it out and see what how he is. He worked with me, and I said, do you work with people that have back issues? And he goes, all the time. And I said, oh, is it okay if I bring my daughter? He goes, yes, bring her in. And I brought her in, and he didn't even put his hands on her. He just kind of had his hands over her head, and he's worked with her for about a year, and she went from the point of she could walk, but she would have to count when she walked, and he would work with her body, barely touched her, and I said, God, you are so amazing. And he goes, within about 6 months, he had her walking without counting. And he could only do certain little things, but I don't know if he prayed. I prayed totally when she was in there. And now he can totally work on her back without her crying or being in total pain. Well, the other thing was when I went home, after finding him, I went home and there was a dragonfly on my window, on my screen. Well, the dragonfly represents an angel. And that dragonfly sat on my window for a whole day. I just left him there. I didn't monkey with him. He stayed there all day. And the next day we had to go back to the chiropractor. And he said, Michelle, I can totally see a difference in your body. And he said, how do you feel? And she goes, I've got movement in places I've never had movement before. And she never had a reflex on her knee. And after he was done with her, he said, I'm going to check your reflexes. And she had a total reflex on her right knee. Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
Wow. I'm recalling to mind stories from the Bible, Joellen, as you're talking. This is almost of biblical proportions, and you know, God is so awesome, and I just wish that we all would have the faith that you apparently, it seems that you had and your daughter had in this chiropractor. I just think if we all had the faith that God can do this, I think sometimes we fall a little bit short of really truly believing that God can or still does things like healings like this in our day. We look at, like I said, we look at the Bible and we see, well, when Jesus walked the earth, things like this happened all the time. But we can be a little bit doubtful that they really do still happen. But Debbie, that's proof right there, her daughter.
I'm just overwhelmed with emotion, Joellen. Did you say your daughter's name is Michelle?
Michelle, yeah.
Yeah.
She just turned 30, and this happened when she was 23.
Wow.
And she still can't work, but she's getting so much better every day. He works with her, and it's just, God is an awesome God.
Absolutely.
Like I said, he doesn't even have to really touch her. He knows. Right. It's like he does not even acupuncture. It's just like God is putting his hands through him and just guiding to where the healing needs to go. And I said, it's just amazing how God puts you in direction with somebody that knows exactly what needs to be done. He knows everything.
Absolutely. God knows what we need. Yeah. As long as we have that connection with him, he's willing
and
to work with us.
And I just want everybody to know that he's out there, and they just have to be patient. And,
Joellen, one thing I just wanted to share. First of all, we put Michelle's name in our book because we pray round the clock for those, for healing, for strength, for all sorts of things. And so Michelle is in the book. I'm sure you've made the connection that Michelle is the feminine of Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you've made that connection already of Saint Michael the Archangel.
Son's name is Michael.
Oh, there you go. So I'm sure you, I pray that you have the St. Michael prayer or St. Michael statue or icon or something. Yes, because there's definite. Yeah, how beautiful is that? And see, the angels are a wonderful gift from God. And it's an untapped resource for us, a spiritual resource for us. And so I'm a firm believer that they're there and waiting and willing to be active in our lives if we allow them, if we develop a relationship.
And our little signs where I said the dragonfly sat on the window. Mm-hmm. And, well, just another story real quick. My husband just had an accident in March, and he tore his, I don't know how he did it, but he tore his shoulder away from his arm. And he kept working. And I said, Rick, you got to go do something. Something's not right. And he went in, and I don't know how he did it, but the doctor said, I don't know how you're even operating. He said, your whole shoulder was torn away from your body and how you even functioned. And they were able to repair the shoulder. And I said, you know, Lord, you're totally amazing. Wow, how you've done this.
Mm-hmm.
And the dragonflies have been in my yard for the last 3 days.
Wow.
That's beautiful, Joellen. You've really seen the awesomeness of God in many, many ways. Thanks for sharing all that with us. And we're going to move along to, we got a lot of calls here, Joellen, I'm sure, with accounts hopefully as inspiring as yours. Thank you for sharing your beautiful heart with us, all of our listeners today. We appreciate that. Mark is next. He's got us on Sirius XM 130 in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. How are you today?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
I've been listening to your show. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Just to get through to you, to me, is a small miracle because there was times I tried and tried and I couldn't get through. So here I am.
God is awesome.
Yes, he is. I just wanted to make a few comments. I was born March 19th. Believe it or not, I went to a Catholic school, St. Rita, in Detroit. And the Sisters of St. Joseph taught me. And, of course, we got that day off because my birthday, because they went to St. Joseph and prayed to him.
Right.
You know, for intercession. And, well, later in life, you know, as I grew up, I became a carpenter, believe it or not. Now I'm retired. To me, I just dwell on that in my own mind every day, not every day, but I go in spurts. Well, God gave you such a great gift to be born on that day to be a carpenter. And my last name is a Polish name. It means life, you know.
Nice. Mark, did you take Joseph as your confirmation name?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so just a little bit of inside story here, Mark. March 19th is my favorite feast day. I love St. Joseph Day. Got to have a lot of pastries. It's an Italian day where you have the pastries for St. Joseph's Day, and so I'm sure you're familiar with that. And what I love about your connection to where you were, where you went to school, and you being born on March 19th. For those listeners that don't realize, March 19th is St. Joseph's Day. Mark, you have a special connection. Being a carpenter, you have a special connection. And another untapped saint is St. Joseph. So many times he's what they say, the forgotten saint. But he is very active in our lives, very active. And Mark, you have that special connection with him.
Wow, thank you for that insight, you know. I just had a chill go down my spine when you said that.
Absolutely. It's a truth. It's a true statement, because they're more active for us now than they were here on Earth. So,
you know,
yeah.
Just the devil's always trying to trip us up. When I was about 16, I fell and I hurt my back, and I was paralyzed for about 3 weeks, and my mom was crying, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have health insurance. Well, I finally got up off the couch and somehow through my life made my life work. But later in my life, I found out that I cracked my pelvis bone and I smashed my tailbone. I don't have a tailbone. And I became a carpenter after that. You know,
wow.
So I worked hard labor with a bad back. And if anybody tells you they can't work because of a bad back, you pray to God and I'll guarantee you, you'll be working.
Well, there you go, Mark. Thank you. My middle name is Joseph, too, so there's that. I'll throw my hat in the ring with that St. Joseph connection there, too. Thanks, Mark. Great, great stuff. We really appreciate you sharing it with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Just want to tell you all that the National Catholic Register, by the way, is published by EWTN. It's been around a long time. EWTN acquired it a few years ago, and it is probably, I would say, without a doubt, America's most trusted Catholic news source. It's got a comprehensive view of the world from a distinctively Catholic perspective. So if you're looking for a clear and sane understanding of what's going on in the world today, which is not always easy to find, get the National Catholic Register, and they have the 6 free issues. You can sign up for that at ncregister.com. See if you like it, and there is no obligation. So take advantage of that 6 free issue opportunity.
It's a win-win, I like to say. I hope Mark calls back again. I loved his call. Thank you again, Mark, so very much for blessing our day. Okay, John, you have been waiting so patiently in Brooklyn, New York. I love Brooklyn. On Sirius XM 130. Hi, John. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, guys. How you doing? You guys are great. I listen to you all the time.
Oh, bless
Thank
you, John.
I was racking my brain trying to figure out, you know, what to say, and the first thing that came into my mind is the birth of my triplets. I had, they're 18 now, but when they were born, it was just, you know, this amazing thing that I couldn't wrap my mind around. And watching them grow up and, you know, turning 18 and they're starting college in the fall, and it just, that whole, you know, it comes along with its challenges also, having three kids the same age, but that's certainly... to me, one of the ways of thinking how God is awesome. And not only that, just a lot of times we think about how God is awesome in these big ways. But I remember when my daughter was about 7 or 8 years old, my in-laws gave us a turtle. And so we had a little turtle tank, and I picked up the turtle, and I remember turning it over and looking at the bottom, and the turtle had this like beautiful symmetrical something like shapes and lines on each side of its body. And I just looked at it and I stared at it for about a minute, and it just hit me like how amazing God is to take the time to create a turtle, I guess, and to make it so beautiful. And I showed it to my daughter and she looked at it and she kind of nodded. And so I mean, you know, there are like big ways that God is awesome, and there's also like little ways that we just need to pay attention to.
That's true. Go ahead, Deb.
No, I was just going to say we're celebrating our producers, Rich and Laura's birth of their one daughter, which is a miracle in and of itself. And you had three at one time, John. I have to tell you, I've always wanted twins. I couldn't even imagine triplets. Are they boys, girls? Can you tell us real quickly?
They had two boys and a girl. And two boys and a girl. And originally we thought we were having twins. Then we went back a month later, and the doctor said, "Oh no, you have a third one there."
So, wow!
And that's when you stopped going to see the doctor, right?
No more doctor visits.
Where are they? Wow. Can you share where they're going to school? You mentioned they're all going to.
Sure. Yeah, my daughter is going to Long Island University, where I teach. She's going to be a pharmacist. My son John is going to New York Institute of Technology to be an architect. And my son Patrick is going to Kingsborough Community College in Brooklyn.
Nice.
Wow. You guys did a great job, John, it sounds like. You got to be really proud.
I am very proud.
That's awesome. What a great story. Wow. You're right. How awesome is our God? You know, when you have multiple births like that, twins, triplets, quadruplets, I mean, you just marvel at God's amazing, miraculous wisdom and life that he brings us. And I say that because you have to be a special parent to handle twins and triplets. And John, sounds like you rose up to that beautiful, wonderful gift that God gave you. It's God knows. He knows what we need, what we want, what we can handle, what we're best for, and that's how awesome our God is. Jerry, I understand there's a conference going on in Southern Oregon that's happening? That we just got a post that said there's a... Okay.
Ahead.
There's a conference in, I believe it's Southern Oregon. Jeff Burson can tell me if it's the southern part, but apparently the Holy Spirit is working. So they just wrote in and said just to praise God that there's a lot of Holy Spirit movement during this conference, and that's good. That is great, because that's what we want. When you go to conferences and you go to retreats, you want the Holy Spirit moving at just lightning speed, so that hearts and minds can be transformed. Wow, that's a
thanks again, John, for the call from Brooklyn. We're going to get over to Robert next, who is in Louisiana, also listening on Sirius XM 130. Robert, thank you for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Howdy.
It's just a quick little. I was in college. I was a junior. I lived in an apartment off of campus in Lafayette. I was a student at UL and Our Lady of Wisdom, and I was getting some spiritual direction from the associate pastor there, and said, you know, I hadn't dated in a while and had some brief relationships that were not good. And, you know, I'd like to meet a young lady that was just a friend. Just, you know, I really don't want to involve relationships. You know, maybe just somebody that, you know, from a woman's perspective, you can have a friend. You know what I mean? And within a week, my future wife swept dust on my head as I walked in between our apartment building. And that was 32 years ago. And she is the most incredible gift I could have ever hoped for. It's really, as you start trying to find words to describe that type of wondrous gift that you've gotten, the English language falls incredibly short. And so that's all. It was a week later after it was funny, when I was telling the priest this, he says, you know, she's probably right under your nose and you don't even know it. And she lived next door.
Wow, how God works. I love how you said that, Robert. I'm so glad you said that, because I struggle greatly to find the proper word to describe the magnificence of God. And you're right. The English language, all language, falls very, very short of how we can possibly even slightly describe God. And you're right. And to have your future wife right next door, God knows, he knew. He presented her right there. I love it. I absolutely love your story, and it does just make you realize that God is very present and active in our life. Robert, wow, You got to save this show for your wife. This will be a good one. If she's ever angry with you, just replay this and say, honey, see what I said on global radio?
She was exactly what I needed. He knew exactly what I needed. And she is she's exactly what I needed. She was just this beautiful person that is just incredible. And the mother of my five children and amazing. She's amazing. She really is just amazing.
Something tells me she feels the same, Robert, probably about you. What do you think?
Well, let me tell you, she got the short end of this bargain. She absolutely got the short. But I'm okay with that because it worked out okay. But it's pretty amazing. And the love, the depth of the love now that exists in our marriage, and it goes back to when Christ was, the apostles were asking him about divorce, and he says, well, you can't, there's no such thing, you can't divorce. And Peter says, hey, it'd be better not to get married. And Christ said, with God, it's possible. And that's it. It's Christ is in the center of the marriage, and then it's possible. And then it can be real. And not only possible, but this beautiful, joyous thing that's not a drudgery. Yeah, we made it for 40 years, you know, because we were chained to each other. That's not it at all. It's so much more than that. When you allow Christ to work in your marriage and you are gifts to each other, that's where the joy and the beauty and the life-giving presence of Christ is within the marriage, and then it's just beautiful thing. We look at each other, and it's hard. You cannot describe that love, but the depth of that. And the only thing that's better than that is when we are in the beatific vision.
Right. Right. Well, thank you for that beautiful reminder, Robert, and lesson, really. I'm sure you have actually inspired and probably taught a lot of people about the beauty of marriage. And I would just say, if you're anybody is in a marriage that doesn't quite sound like what Robert just described, ask God to come in and transform your marriage, because that's what he wants more than anything. Robert, thank you so very much for your great wisdom and insights and your inspiration. We're going to get to Maggie real quick in Charleston, South Carolina. Maggie, we don't have much time, maybe about, I hate to do this to you, Maggie, if you can squeeze it in about a minute, we'd love to hear your awesome story about God.
Well, I'll do my best to do it in a minute. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Not a minute isn't quite enough, but I will share that I had an extremely difficult pregnancy and an even more difficult birth for my child. And it was about 20 hours long, and they didn't think I was going to make it. They didn't think she was going to make it, but wow. Praise God, my child was born. But it took absolutely every single thing that I had in me to make it happen and to give her life. And at the end of this ordeal, I literally threw my head back on the bed and just barely had the strength to turn my head to look over at the bassinet where she was. And it just, the cry of my heart, I said, Lord, I've done absolutely everything that I can to give this child a healthy world since I knew she was inside of me, and to do my best for her. And at this point, she's completely yours, and it's your will for her completely. And I saw Christ standing at the end of the bassinet, and the child, they said, would not make it through the birth and would then be damaged, brain damaged from it, is now 22 years old and named Elizabeth. Because it's
Maggie, that's
God.
Thank you for that.
So,
what a great
way.
Thank you, Maggie,
God,
for sharing that. I apologize for keeping you so short, but we wanted to hear that, and that's a great way to bring this show to an end. Apologies to all that we're not going to get to, Deb, but we'll be back on Monday.
Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend.